دوم الرضا مولاه، ما خاب من يبغي دوم الرضا مولاه، دوم الرضا مولاه، دوم الرضا مولاه، دوم الرضا مولاه.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this spiritual breakfast. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah. Another day of Ramadan blessed upon us. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about this in the Quran Sharif. And yes, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us, has stretched this Ramadan for us one more day to make that intentional change, that we must make this active change and metamorphosis in our life so that we get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, which is ideally the objective of this day, the objective of our lives going forward, and repentance for everything that we've done previously. And Allah Azza wa Jal is most kind, and we must be happy, totally happy with the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, because if you see the principle of the Quran Sharif, and sometimes وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Sometimes you dislike something, but it's exceptionally good for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. And sometimes you love something, but it's actually not good for you. Allah knows and you do not know. Allah Azza wa Jal is our creator from when we were nothing, absolutely nothing, not even thought of. Allah Azza wa Jal brought us into existence, gave us all these faculties, the faculty to see, the faculty to hear, the faculty to speak, the faculty to do all these great, great actions. And today, this insan turns away from Allah. Today, this insan wants to question, why is this? Why is this? When are we just going to say, Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi muhammadin nabiyya wa rasoola, that I am happy with Allah Azza wa Jal as sustainer. I am happy with Rasul. I am happy with Islam as deen, and I am happy with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as prophet. Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sent as a mercy to the entire universe, mentioned in the narration is in Abu Dawood, that a person who recites Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi muhammadin nabiyya, and we say wa rasulah too. One narration comes nabiyya, one narration comes rasulah. So we say nabiyya wa rasulah, we include both. So whoever recites this, Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, wajabat lahul jannah, jannah is compulsory upon this person. This means, doesn't mean now go out and commit sin wholesale and then jannah is your way. Think about this, O Ummah. Think about this, O Ummah. If you have this mentality, do you not fear that one day you can lose your iman? Do you not fear that one day that iman may be snatched from you? Is it not that we're supposed to be worried and protecting this iman with our lives? And can we actually do it? No, we cannot. Why can't we? Because we need the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is ideally what is going to help us and assist us. Without Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy, can we even do one good deed? No, but doing these good deeds is, firstly, we do it because of hope, and then we fear that Allah Azza wa Jal may not accept it. There is much talk, and there is much talk about women folk going to the Eidgah, etc. But before we come to that, I want to highlight to you Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's statement with regards to the women folk going to the masajid, with regards to women folk going to Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fitr, all of this. if you see in the hadith, and this is what they won't tell you. And you go to the different narration. So let's read for you firstly. When you go to the narration of Tirmidhi, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned that the women folk, and it's mentioned there, the women folk would be permitted, but some were not permitted. If you go to, and this here is mentioned in Tirmidhi, I've mentioned to you already, but they do not do the translation of this narration on, if you go to sunnah.com, those websites or other websites which you'll see, they have a great Salafi influence, you can see. If you look, if you scratch into it, you'll see it. The signs are there. Under the narration, they use, now just for you understanding basics. In Bukhari Sharif comes the narration of Ummu Atiyah, where women folk were permitted to go for the Eidgah. And there was a condition placed. If you want this, you can find it in Bukhari Sharif. You want more details, go see in Tirmidhi. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the narration of Ummu Atiyah. Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yukhriju al-abkar wal-awatiqa wa dhawati al-khuduri al-huyyida fil-eidain. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would order those who were not married, those who were pure, not married before, meaning, and the mature women as well, the secluded, as well as those who are menstruating, to go out for the two Eid. This is mentioned in Ummu Atiyah's hadith. Now don't jump. As for the menstruating woman, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, فَأَمَّا الْحُيَّدَ فَيَعْتَزِلْنَا الْمُصَلَّى, that they should stay away. فَيَعْتَزِلْنَا الْمُصَلَّى, they should stay away from the musalla. وَيَشْهَدْنَا دَعْوَةَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and they should engage, participate in the dua. قَالَتْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ, one of them said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِلَّمْ يَكُنْ لَهَا جِلْبَابٌ, I want to signal to you something here. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this narration, if you have to just take it from the text, there is no mention where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed them to wear the jilbab. This woman out of her own asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that was the status of the woman. They were concerned of their cover, that no man must see me. Is this the same state today? A woman wrapped up, veiled, also her fragrance comes through. Now look at this here. She is asking, Ya Rasulullah, illam yakul laha jilbabun. What if she does not have a jilbab? Her concern, she does not have a jilbab. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَلْتُعِرْهَا أُخْتُهَا مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهَا. So then let her sister lend her a jilbab. Now this portion, where it goes on to the next hadith now, and this all is not mentioned here. So they use a similar chain. If you see in the translation of sunnah.com, all of this, they do not. They just say with another chain, and they leave out. They leave out the explanation for this here. So they just say from another chain, and the narration from Ummu Atiyah, and then they put this here. So Imam Tirmidhi rahimullah says, with a different chain here. قال وفي الباب عن ابن عباس, and it is mentioned in the chapter وفي الباب, in this particular chapter, عن ابن عباس, from Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه وجابر رضي الله عنه, in the similar manner that you find these narrations like this. قال أبو عيسى, so Imam Tirmidhi rahimullah says, حديث أم عتية حديث حسن صحيح. We don't argue with regards to the authenticity of this hadith. And then he says, وَقَدْ ذَهَبَ بَعْدُ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ إِلَى هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ وَرَخَّصَ لِلنِّسَاءِ فِي الْخُرُوجِ إِلَى الْعِيدَيْنِ وَكَرِهَهُ بَعْدُهُمْ. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, so let's go translation. Some of the Ahl-e-Ilm, they have stated that this hadith here, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given rukhsat, had given permission, exclusive permission to some. Some were given and some were disliked for them to come for it. So that already tells you there was conditions. Right, go into it further. وَرُوِيَ عَنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ الْمُبَارَكِ أَنَّهُ قَالْ أَكْرَهُ الْيَوْمَ الْخُرُوجَ لِلنِّسَاءِ فِي الْعِيدَيْنِ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimullah said that today I dislike that women should exit their homes for the Eidain, for both the Eids. فَإِنْ أَبَتِ الْمَرْأَةُ إِلَّا أَنْ تَخْرُجَ فَلْيَأْذَنْ لَهَا زَوْجُهَا أَنْ تَخْرُجَ فِي أَطْمَارِهَا الْخُلْقَانِ وَلَا تَتَزَيَّنْ. And if the woman rejects and she says, no, I want to go out, then she still has to seek the permission of her husband, and that too, there is no decoration, makeup, no beautification. And this here is our argument. Where will there ever be this case in today's zamana? Now, let's go to the fatwa. فَإِنْ أَبَتْ أَنْ تَخْرُجَ كَذَلِكَ. If she rejects to exit in this manner, meaning absolutely she must dress like she's going in total covered clothing, veiled clothing, no sign, even if it is veiled. Nowadays we have to say this also. The body parts must not be sticking out. So full jilbab, that is jilbab. It doesn't disclose the body parts. Right, so now, if she rejects to go out in this manner, who's saying this here? Abdullah ibn Mubarak. Then, فَإِنْ أَبَتْ أَنْ تَخْرُجَ كَذَلِكَ فَلِلزَّوْجِ أَنْ يَمْنَعَهَا عَنِ الْخُرُوجِ. Then it is upon the husband that he must prevent her from exiting. Now, that is Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimullah's mention. You know, normally you say, this is now, you are male, so you're going to give your opinion. You are male, so you're going to give your opinion. And they tend, if you see Uzair Patel's article, which he wrote on the Mail and Guardian, he has attached this and he's made it seem like it's an Indo-Pak thing. So I was saying, and I was searching for this, I said a woman needs to write an article. She doesn't have to disclose her name, nothing, but it must be from a woman who is sincere, and this will counter attack. It will really turn this whole argument into smithereens. It will really bash it up. This mentality, this ideology of the modernist creed that every woman must be out, no matter what. One place, they are giving the lecture. A female is delivering the lecture. So we say all of a sudden we've become, the Palestinian issue has now opened doors like you cannot believe. Our hearts are with the people of Palestine. But what we are doing, we are breaking the laws, and this is not going to rescue the Palestinians from their plight. Nay, but it's only going to exacerbate the real utter suffering that they are experiencing. The torrential war and the drones that are being put upon these Palestinians, it is unbelievable. The Mujahideen are there striving to put an end to down these drones, but some still make it through. Yes, they're pulling out, but we want to see a complete exit, and we want to see a complete ceasefire. And these rules, see how the Palestinians, the Mujahideen, they said, if they do not comply to our rules, we are not going to give in to them. We salute you on this day of your Eid. Remember here in South Africa, I didn't mention it still, for those who are still searching or perhaps didn't get the news as yet, that Eid al-Fitr will be tomorrow, inshallah. For those, before we forget, if you haven't paid your Zakatul Fitr, then you should still go out and pay it. You should still go out and pay your Zakatul Fitr. Now moving on further. So when this whole thing broke out, and this apparently Uzair Patel, not sure who he is, but his occupation is actually a climate professional. And this is mentioned under his profile. He mentions about his younger days and how he used to go about and what. Our deen, my brother, is not based on your younger days. Let's first say that to you. Our deen is not based on your younger days. You come and you want to speak, you speak with Dalail, which you failed to prove in your article. That's why I said, you came out with an empty magazine, firing at this beautiful deen. And guess what? It's not going to harm the deen in the least. You want to do this because you have your agenda which you want to push down our throats. Are we just going to sit still and say, you know what? Yes, pass. Let's carry on. What else you have to say? No, we just quoted for you now. Nusus, Tirmidhi is the narration which I just read for you now. And I was saying, to counterattack this, you need a real female to do it. Because from a male's perspective, yes, it's going to have an effect and it will have a mighty effect. If it's provided, it's published with total evidence and it has backed Shari'i rulings, right? Now, when it comes to this year, when a female of such caliber, of such note, who spent so much of time with Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, growing up, seeing the character, seeing, understanding the mindset of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and mind you, for the feminists out there who claim that no, we males, Indian males of South Africa, we just have a certain agenda which we just have and we just don't like our women to go out. This is not an Indian Indo-Pak thing. Let's get that straight first. When you are saying this, you have casted a wild allegation on our deen, and this is a castigation which we will not tolerate. Rather, nay, we will counter-attack your statements with solid proof, because our duty is وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ, that our objective is to convey the message with pure clarity. What is the fatwa of such a female whose purity is known in the Quran Sharif? Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned this and has spoken about the character of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. A female, and her fatwa is such. 2,210 ahadith narrated from this honorable sahabiya radiallahu anha. What will you have to say? Imam Tirmidhi rahimullah has quoted it. ويروى عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت لو رأى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أحدث النساء لمنعهن المسجد كما منعت نساء بني إسرائيل. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha's fatwa from a female. Now, don't get ideas and think that now you can give fatwa, because now that's the next step. No, you cannot. This is from an exclusive female, where Allah Azza wa Jal speaks and mentions. And if you want to ask something from this, it's an exclusive matter, because these are things which Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha had seen herself. The narration of Rasul and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, لَيْسَ الْخَبْرُ كَالْمُعَيَنَةِ, there is no news like eyewitness news, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha understood Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she is saying here, that if Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَوْ رَآ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَا أَحْدَثَ النِّسَاءُ, what the woman and the fitan and all that they are facing in this current time, لَمَنَعَهُنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا مُنِعَتْ نِسَاءُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, he would have stopped these women from the masjid just the way the women of the Bani Israel were prevented. This is it. وَيُرْوَى عَنْ سُفْيَانَ الثَّوْرِيِّ أَنَّهُ كَرِهَ الْيَوْمَ الْخُرُوجَ لِلنِّسَاءِ إِلَى الْعِيدِ. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimullah had mentioned, and his statement follows this year. So how do you discredit all of this year and feel that no, in this current time, in this current age, that you who have no knowledge absolutely when it comes to these aspects, you are an empty magazine and you want to come out firing like this? Prevent us from promoting what is true, nusus, and we've just mentioned it to you now. You've ignored all of this. You've ignored the current situation that we are living in, where people are still grappling to understand, are they male or female? And you've come out and said, no, we can go wholesale. Our deen is not for sale, and definitely not, insha'Allah. And this we take courage from in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam had told us, ihfadillah yahfadka, protect Allah and He will protect you. You can't protect Allah. Allah is Al-Hafidh. He is the protector. You protect the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal will protect you. This is the meaning of it. May Allah grant me the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all, one and all, the tawfiq. And those on the other end, you also the tawfiq, to understand the beauty of this deen. It's not just based on, today I read one hadith, okay, let me go for it. We have to see what is, we have to rely on the Ahli Ilm. And this is what it is all about. You cannot say, I'm going to go this way, I'm going to do this here, I'm going to do this my way. It's not like that. A doctor who studied 7 years, then has to go into the practical phase, then comes out and then moves forward. And today he says, you know what, this medication for this here. Tomorrow you take that medication and you go out blasting that medication and you say that it's got this, and that is why this doctor is a bit crazy. Firstly, the first question they're going to ask you, what is your qualifications with regards to this year? Do you have the necessary qualifications to counter attack or even to present any debate on this kind of notable personality? Can you do that? No. Already you have fallen short. Because you don't have the qualifications. So that discussion is not even up. It's not even put up on a billboard. It's not even considered to be anything of weight. Because already on qualifications, you have failed. Can you see now? So why, when it comes to deen, and when it comes to these modernistic ways, and they are currently using these people who innocently went into this and fallen into this trap with no real agenda as such. But he hasn't understood the consequences of these statements. So that is why we appeal to the necessary organizations that do not release things without real foresight. I ask you a question. As you are staying wherever you are, do you say that the conditions of today is the same as in the conditions of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That's my question. Do you say that? Or do you feel that that fitan has gone to such a level, unimaginable levels? This is it. It's just it. You can answer that question. I have, and we have, nusus, that means texts from the ahadith, to prove that as time goes closer to Qiyamah, the state of the Ummah is going to deteriorate, but there will always be a group who will be on the Haqq, promoting the Haqq and trying to protect it. Yes, deen will turn strange. So, as you are trying and making effort in this field, we have to respond. It's our duty. Otherwise, we just keep silent and what happens? But if we haven't even gone to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. But why I've chosen, we've got so much, there's so much of Dalail for this year. But we're just going to, I wanted to point to you, O woman folk, the taqwa. You see this month of taqwa, the Academy of Taqwa, which there's now just a few hours left, we can say. It's supposed to be that which is actually going through your bloodstream. That is what is supposed to be there. But unfortunately, we've ignored taqwa. Once the taqwa hasn't developed in our hearts, we are not looking for the outcome of what is. We haven't even seen the virtue of taqwa. We haven't even seen the benefits of it. But rather, we prefer these ways which is opposed to the normal way of life. Understand, you know, feminists, normally they will come out, they will promote this and they will, but then, you know, now I'm saying to you, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, our honorable mother, Ummul Mu'mineen, she makes the statement of her honorable husband who was a mercy sent to the entire universe, and she understood, she saw him. The morning she was with him, and now Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is currently resting in the house of Aisha radiallahu anha. What do you have to say? Allah had chosen all of this. Doesn't by chance. Allah azza wa jal, do you honestly think Allah azza wa jal has planned, has put everything in its place? Just this morning, I was overawed with just our sufuf of Salah, how organized it is. Then when you come outside and you see our shoes all there in the front and just thrown about, then you think, look at us. Allah has taught us organization skills. And look at the entrance, our own fault. We don't take lesson. We don't see the deeper understanding of this deen. We put all of this aside.
And it must just be our desires that we want to promote.